Now to close up, for a fourth time, McGriggan Wines has been crowned International Winemaker of the Year at the Wine and Spirits Competition in London. I spoke with the winery's General Manager of Winemaking, Thomas Jung, about the win and the team behind it.
Something that, you know, we've always shared between Brian McGriggan, Neil, myself, is passion for wine. Wine's the hero, and always wanting to over-deliver at all price points. So good enough is not good enough. So we set quite high benchmarks and expectations across our winemaking team, and we don't accept good enough as good enough. So pressure's on that. We always chase the highest quality that we can achieve.
The winery's won that award four times, so it's clearly an indication of always striving to do better than the previous year. Can you tell me this vintage that's won the award? Can you tell me, go back to the start of it, what was the secret behind the win?
2007 Semillon has been instrumental in winning this award, along with our handmade Shiraz. So our winemaking portfolio has always been white dominant. So we've had a pretty phenomenal success with our Semillons from the Hunter. We've had good success with red wine, but it was the result that we achieved at the IWSC, where we also started to get some more recognition for our red wine, is just build more and more credibility across our wine portfolio.
You spoke about the importance of the team before. Can you tell us a little bit about the team that's going to get putting together the wine?
So we've got a number of winemakers across Australian vintage. We've got wineries dedicated to producing just our super premium wine. So we've got a dedicated team in the Hunter Valley, the Hunter Valley and home of McGriggan Wines, where we've got a senior winemaker by the name of Peter Hall. He's been with McGriggan's since 1995-96. So he's been instrumental in achieving the wine quality that we've had with our Hunter Valley Semillons. Hunter Semillon's been instrumental in winning a worldwide award.
This year's vintage, grapes are starting to come through on the vines. What are we expecting out of this year's vintage?
The upcoming harvest at this stage looks fairly promising. Wine quality we expect to be quite high. The Hunter's had some nice mild weather leading up to Christmas. Cooler nights, mild days, and not too much rainfall over the last month or so. So it's been fantastic, and it should be leading and pointing towards a good harvest. January is always a little challenge for the Hunter in terms of storm events, but fingers crossed, the way it's looking at the minute, we're certainly looking forward to another high-quality harvest.
McGriggan Wines General Manager of Winemaking, Thomas Jung, speaking on the winery's fourth International Winemaker of the Year crown. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today, Monday the 21st of November. Don't forget, if you've got a story, please send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also find us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.